Blog Talk Radio.
Like they giving me stuff for my son, and I don't know what's going on. It's just I've been having today I had one of those rest days where I was like, okay, my stomach was bothering me. Woke up, was like, oh no, you know, so like that. So I just, yeah. So your girl had to take a little rest during the day, but I had it was good. Okay, it was a great rest. I am back. I'm ready to talk to y'all about all the stuff that's going on out in these streets. So much we got to talk about, okay? So I hope y'all have had a wonderful week. My week was good. You know, let me see. What can I say? I don't know. This week I had a weird week. You know when you have one of those strange weeks? I feel like I had a very spiritual week, spiritual transformation week, you know, trying to understand direction, trying to get some clarity, trying to clear my mind of crap. I'm always, y'all like, Carlotta, you always doing that. No, this week it felt extra intense, right? I don't know, it felt extra intense. And, like, when I feel energy, like, I have, you know, like, I felt a certain energy pulling at me all week. And I was like, you know what, I have to block it. So I was like, oh, my God. I'm like, you know, so it's just, you know, I feel like we're in such a weird time and space in the world we live in the universe in which we live. So, you know, and I don't know. I just, you know, I guess I was trying to, I was thinking this week, I was like, you know, we live in such a different kind of world nowadays. Like, I mean, I was thinking about the idea of truth. Do truth tellers, truthful people exist? The era is so different. I don't know. It just feels so, just such a weird thing. It's weird. I don't know. It's a word for y'all this week, okay? I'm sorry I don't got one, all right? I'm sorry, y'all. I'm blanked out on it's a word. But I will say this to y'all, you know, sometimes the greatest things that you can have for clarity is clearing your mind, clearing the things that's pulling on you. I had this week where, you know, where I had to see, you know, I'm trying to figure out how I can say this to y'all. Like, sometimes you have to, like, make powerful decisions on things, like where you're saying you're not sure if the decision is going to be right. Are you sure it's not? You're not sure if it is or whatever. But you just know what you've been seeing. And so you're like, you know, sometimes those decisions are hard for me because I'm a spiritual person. So I always try to use my intuition, right? And sometimes when you use your intuitive mindset, you know, you can make a decision and you be like, oh, like afterwards, you know, you will see something. You like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have made that. Right? But sometimes, like, what I've learned about it, because sometimes even if things start going crazy, what I've learned about from the result of your decision, what I've learned is I'm starting to learn, and I'm still, you know, working in that intuition thing, but I'm starting to learn, like, if you feel a sense of peace, you know, things is going to work out. It's going to come together how it should be, and trying to let go of it, because I'm a Scorpio, and y'all know I am controlling down these streets. Y'all know how we Scorpios do, okay? We be trying to control it. Oh, wait, if it's gonna happen, I'm gonna work this out, right? You know what I'm saying? And it's so hard for us to give up on shit. You know what I'm saying? It'd be hard for us because you know when we be seeing it, we fighters. You know what I'm saying? We fight for the things that we want. You know what I'm saying? And even it's hard for us to give up on something that's failing or something that's not right or something. So you know, yeah. So, I'm having one of those weeks. So that's why I just say for all of y'all, I hope that helps y'all. I don't know if that's the yes or not. But what I'll say is that if you have those in this time frame, if you're using your intuitive mindset to kind of guide you and stuff, don't be discouraged sometimes by what you see in front of you. Like, be encouraged by the peace and the still small voice you hear inside of you. No matter what it looks like on the outside. And that's hard because the outside be influencing you like a mug. Right? It be influencing you. And listen, when I preach to y'all, I preach to myself too. But the outside world will be preaching to you like you made, oh, that was not a good decision. That was not good. Right? But when you have a sense of peace inside of you about your decision, when you like, yeah, but you feel good. You feel like, even though you're seeing crazy stuff break out, but there's a sense, like before you made the decision, there was a sense of peace, and there wasn't a peace towards the other decision, then you know. You know what I'm saying? There's a sense of understanding that things will work out. You know what I'm saying? And things will reveal themselves, clarity, everything. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I just try to say to y'all, remember that no matter what it looks like on the outside, when you listen closely and you hear, there'll be times when we make mistakes in our intuitive spirit. You know, that we got so much noise, sometimes we don't hear our intuition or we don't hear God. What I call, the intuition is what I hear, God. What I call is God's small, still voice speaking to us. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's the way, when God speaks to that small voice, sometimes it's so noisy that we don't hear it or we crowd it out and stuff like that. So sometimes we can make a decision that we think is intuitive and it feels good and everything, but it's really not the right. It's not, you're like, oh, ooh. And then you start seeing it's not the right decision and you start feeling that you don't have peace about it. But when you get quiet and you have a sense of peace and you know that voice is from God, afterwards, you make a decision. Everything around you could be saying to you, everything on the outside in the natural world can be saying to you, that was a dumb decision, right? Like all kind of stuff breaking out around you, and you're like, oh my God, did I make that decision? Don't let the outside dictate to that spiritual, intuitive nudge from God that you got, okay? Don't let it, no matter what you see on the outside, just trust, okay? And I'll work out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to go through. I don't know why I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, a lot, but I've been saying that a lot lately. I've been listening to shows and I've been noticing, I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? What the hell? I don't know what's going on here. but you guys understand, okay? You feel that thing, you feel that thing in your spirit, go with it and trust it, okay? No matter what the outside is saying to you. All right, so there, I think y'all knew it's a word, okay? I wasn't planning on having one. That was just one I gave up. I just got out of nowhere, okay, just about my crazy, my week this week. What else? Okay, I've been catching up. Okay, I have not seen The Idol, you know, so I'm doing the show early before, so y'all won't probably hear about my idea, my thing about The Idol until next week. My, you know, because The Idol is a new show we've been reviewing. with the weekend and stuff like that. So I probably won't know with that, with, you know, with that show. Y'all won't hear it this week, okay? But there is a show I've been catching back up on, and From, I don't think I review From on here, but I do tell people From is a good show. If y'all have not seen From on MGM, it is so good. It's, they label it a horror flick, but it's really not. It's kind of, it's a weird horror, kind of dark, weird, kind of like Wayward Pines or something like that. That's what it reminds me of. Okay. But I haven't seen that yet either. I'm going to watch that one for sure. If I get chat, if I get to talk to y'all and I'm wide awake, I'll be watching that. But I've been catching up on Manifest. Y'all know I love Manifest, okay? So I haven't seen the fourth season. I guess this is that's the finale season that Netflix agreed, because Manifest was like this big cult classic on CBS that nobody was paying attention to. And when it got canceled, people were going off on CBS. What started happening, the rumors were, is that in the last season, the numbers started increasing really huge with Manifest. And by then, they said CBS had canceled, so Netflix, people was writing to Netflix like, yo, like, no, we need to know what happens and all this stuff. So Netflix agreed to pick it up for a season to complete it, I believe. Oh, my God, it's so good. I love it. I love weird, I don't know, I love these weird spiritual shows where people get trapped in towns and they can't get out, like portals or something like that. Or, like, I loved one of my favorite shows they used to have on ABC years ago, and I kept saying, dang, that would be weird. What if a weird scenario like that happened? Now, I'm not saying I want it, but it was, the scenario was, it was a show years ago on ABC called Resurrected. Oh, my God. This is what Manifest kind of reminds me of, okay? But Manifest, it wasn't surrounding a town, okay? Manifest is surrounding a people who took a flight, and they go through this thing. And when they come out, it's almost like they go through these horrible turbulence and everything. And when they come out, they think they're going to crash and everything. But when they come out, when they fly back into their place, people are shocked to see the plane. So when all the people get off the plane, they find out they've been gone for 5 years, right? And so they're like, wait a minute, no, we've only been gone a few hours. And they're like, no. And so this is this whole thing to figure out why this plane was gone for 5 years. And afterwards, they start having strange callings and things that what they call callings or nudges to help. It's like about the collective. What Manifest is about in a strange sort of way is how we're all connected in the universe in a weird kind of strange way, okay? So, it's so good to me. I like Manifest, okay? So, and it's a cult following for Manifest. I know there's a lot of people out here that like it. Well, there was this other show that's similar to Manifest called Resurrected that used to come on ABC. I loved it, and I was so pissed when ABC canceled it. Because I wouldn't know what happened, you know. But it was about this town, right? And in this town, there was this little boy shows up at his parents' house, but the little boy drowned five years before, right? So it was this town started having people who were dead come back to life. Okay, it's why you say it's similar, or I say it's similar to Resurrect, because similar to Manifest, because Manifest is sort of like this plane that they don't know what happened to the people. These people may have died. They don't know what happened in the 5 years. But Resurrect, we literally know these people have died, right? And they're coming back, like people from 40 years ago, 30 years ago. Like you know, like you have a relative, an old relative die, and they show up knocking at your door. You be like, huh? You know, shit, that scared shit out of me. But, you know, but for some people, that's what the show Resurrect was about. And they were trying to figure out what the hell was going on, why these people were coming back to life. And some of them had tragic results of them coming back to life, because some of them were maybe abusers and all this stuff, and how it changed your life to bring these people back into the house. Oh, my God, it was such a good, it was so good. It was such a good idea. I mean, you know, I like that kind of stuff. I am, you know who I am? I'm a water sign. Right, so we like all the supernatural stuff. So I have been watching. I love these weird supernatural, scientific, kind of corny shows. That's my new thing. So I've been watching Manifest, but Resurrected, I think it went off at like the second season. It was, and people were upset about Resurrection too, because we didn't know why we were getting to the crux of what happened to why these people would come back to life, and where it looked like it was leading. Was it that it was some sort of space? Maybe some people were thinking it might be an alien. Or some people were thinking aliens invaded these human bodies. I mean, I don't know. But they hadn't really got the answers. But in Manifest, I'm watching the last season, so we're getting the answers thanks to Netflix. So I kind of feel like Manifest is like a good karma for the fact that we didn't get Resurrection. But yeah, so I love these kind of shows. So I think they're so good. Sometimes people, you know, because I grew up when I was a kid. My grandmother is very weird. You know, my granny still weird to this day. My granny likes scary movies. Okay, so like she likes Stephen King, all kind of stuff. Even though she's scary, which is funny thing. But she likes Stephen King, all these like weird movies and all these things. And so it was a big thing in our house, you know, like to watch, like when Friday, because they used to, I don't know if y'all remember back in, y'all too young, some of y'all to listen to the show, but back in the day, I think it only came on regionally in some cities and stuff, but there used to be this show that come on Friday nights called Friday Fright Night. And they would have all these scary shows like the bees and the birds and the blah, all kind of crazy stuff, okay? Now, I was a kid, but me and my granny, that was our night. We'd be getting all kind of, like, we have all kind of junk food and stuff. It was like Friday's popcorn and everything. My grandfather would just think we was the nuttiest people in the world because we'd be ready for Friday Fright Night. And I'm a kid, and, like, we'd be watching that stuff. We loved it. But I always hated, like, straight-up horror flicks. I never liked really this is so, and she, my granny's a Pisces. So the only thing we like, so my grand, you know, that's probably my papa thought we was weird because he's a Taurus. You know, he's an earth sign, so he probably like, even though he's a spiritual guy, but he probably thought, y'all weird. But we'd be sitting, we'd be watching, like, we'd be on, my grandmother had this big old chair in her bedroom, like one of the big old lazy boy chairs, and we would both lay on there together, and boy, we'd be watching, we'd be ready for Friday Fright Night. My great-grandfather would call and say, y'all watching Friday? We'd be up there, we'd be doing wild. I mean, it would be just wild. It would be crazy, okay? We'd be watching that stuff, and what I really learned is that we like science. We did not like the horror, like the straight-up, like, weird horror. It had to have a meaning, like the birds. Like, why did that happen? Or the blob or something. It had to have, like, some weird context. Like, it means something deeper on the surface. Like, it was, you know. So that's the type of horror movie I grew up watching. I like a Stephen King. Stephen King, his horror flicks kind of mean something. Like, they're analogies for something else, like a life circumstance, certain weird things, right? So that's the kind of horror flicks we like. We like always watching flicks that were... not necessarily more thriller like, but how can I explain? Sort of weird, like I'm talking about now, something like From, something that where strange things happen, the unexplainable, scientific type of horror. But, yeah, so maybe that's why I got this thing for these crazy shows like Wayward Pines and From and all these little kind of weird – those type of horror films don't scare me. But the real, like, Freddy Krueger and stuff like that, I don't mess with shit like that. I didn't, when I first saw the Freddy Krueger Nightmare on Elm Street, I'm like, no, nothing is fucking – now, see, and From is starting to do something like that now. I don't like nothing to mess with your dreams. ain't nothing, don't bring that shit on. Like, you know, I don't, because I don't pray, because I feel like, you know, like the spiritual realm is real. So I don't like when I Freddy Krueger and something, after the first one, I never watched that again. I was like, nope, that's too crazy. You know, I don't like stuff like that, guy. You know, because in your dreams, you sleep, you can't, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's the most precious time in your life. You know, one of the most vulnerable times in your life when you sleep. You know what I'm saying? So I don't like the idea of nothing coming to screw up, mess with you in your dreams and stuff like that. I hate nightmares and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't like that kind of stuff. So I don't. So with From and Start, I don't want to tell y'all the story of From because some of y'all are watching From right now, MGM. But I don't like it where it's going with sleep. Nah, but if you get Freddy Cougarish, I'm about to turn you off. That's how I am, okay? But so that's some of the stuff I'm watching and some of the flicks I'm watching right now, okay? But, yeah, but we won't know about, I won't talk to y'all about my other, about Idol until next week, the new Idol, because we talked about the one last week. So we'll talk about Idol coming up. Okay, so. Y'all, we got to get to this news out in the street. When I get back, we're going to talk about what is going on in Russia, child, okay? Y'all, CIA was trending today on Twitter and everything, so it's all kind of stuff going on in the world right now. Then we want to talk about the BET Awards, the elusive BET Awards this year. This is the first, like, BET Awards out. Like, I'm like, I haven't seen extreme advertisement for it. Like, there hasn't been any advertisement. Now, I have a theory of why that might be, and I'm going to say it when I get back on the show, okay? I'm going to tell you why I think there's no advertisement, my theory. And we'll see if my theory's right tomorrow night, okay? We'll do that. But we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Cardi B versus Tasha K. Lord, it was a mess going on. Tasha K. Listen, let me tell you, I like Cardi B. But I like Tasha K, too. I listen to Tasha K show. I'm a wide though. I like, she's funny. Tasha K is hilarious. But, you know, Cardi, oh, it's funny, but it's not, okay? It's like, oh, my God. Like Tasha K literally set, I don't know, maybe she set Cardi B's house on fire, you know? I mean, not literally, but metaphorically from the stuff that she dropped. So we got to talk about that. And Cardi coming from the billionaire. I always started Tasha K's Unleash on Cardi K now, on Cardi B. So we'll talk about that. Then I'm going to talk about Pharrell running around here with this $1 million Louis Vuitton bag when we damn near in recession. I'm like, y'all celebrities is kind of crazy. They're kind of crazy, some of them. Okay, so we're going to talk about that. And confiding in your ex on social media. Is that Michael cheating? There's a great article in Washington Post. We're going to talk about that. And we got a whole lot, y'all. We got a whole lot to discuss. Meanwhile, let's get into some music. We're going to listen to, see, you know what? Y'all know I had the song up that I wanted to play for y'all. And then I'm like, do I want to hear that? Let's start off. I think y'all know what I want to hear. Let's start off with one of my favorites. I love this Dago song. I play it on here a lot, on here. Okay, but let's start off with You Want My Love, Lucky Day with Earth, Wind, and Fire. It's the CC Show. I'm Carlotta. It's late night. If you up with me, thank y'all for listening. And archive listeners, shout out to y'all, too. But let's go. I'll be back in a moment. All right?
Tell it love me something to you. And when we ain't talking, your thoughts keep telling you you're feeling me too. So why you keep it bottled up? Open, let me show you what I can do. I got nothing to prove if the pressure too hard, and baby I can turn it loose. It's good time, tell me babe what you waiting on. Your eyes say they don't wanna be alone, I want you. You want me to, oh. Oh, 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 I can see it all in your eyes. Good times, tell me, babe, what you waiting on? Your eyes say they don't wanna be alone, but you won't fall down if you never try. You want my love. Oh, oh, oh. Can't find it, you can't find it. Love. Oh, 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 oh. Feeling so love is found the time for kissing. Yeah. Can you find the time to listen? Life found the time to hold you. Yeah. Can you find the time of listen? Yeah.
Every day like the first day, still get butterflies, oh yeah. Middle of the night, we all the way, baby, baby. Ain't no looking around, I'm first place, so I love him even more on his worst day. He's always there for me, and I don't know why, he don't ever give up, put me on and above, yeah. But every time he does, I'm right back at her. I keep on falling in love.
I know how I be doing, but hopefully I'll remember. There's another show I was going to tell y'all to watch, but I remember, I'll remember sometime later. It'll come back to me, y'all. It will come back. Okay, let's get into this news out here this week. A lot of people asking questions about what's been going on in Russia. They say Putin is clinging to power. And a lot of people are having conspiracy theories about the CIA, okay? Now, it's finally white people catching up to the CIA, high FBI. No, you know, ain't no shade here. I don't know nothing. I'm out in these streets just reporting what's already there. But y'all know black folks been telling y'all for years about this, okay? But y'all thought we was crazy, okay? But anyway, now white folks are starting to say, oh, the CIA and them, they kind of crazy like that? Yeah, but you kind of want your spy game a little crazy, right? Kind of want your state agency to be just a smidge, not too crazy, but you know what I'm saying. But let's talk about this. It was a great article from Rare, MSN, via MSN.com, saying, is the CIA provoking a civil war in Russia? John, I won't be surprised. But anyway, it says, news broke earlier today that Russian mercenaries are currently attempting to overthrow the Putin government. Mercenaries from Prigozhin's Wagner's militia, I don't know if I'm saying that right, reportedly captured a city south of Moscow over the last several days. This is Reuters reporting on the story. It says, Russian mutinous Russian mercenary fighters barreled towards Moscow on Saturday after seizing a southern city overnight, with Russian military firing on them from the air but seemingly incapable of slowing their lightning advance. Facing the first serious challenge to his grip on power of his 23-year rule, President Vladimir Putin vowed to crush an armed mutiny he compared to Russia's civil war a century ago. The fighters of the Wagner private army run by former Putin ally Yevgeny Prigozhin, I don't know if I'm saying that right, were already most of the way to the capital, having captured the city of Rostov and set off a 1,100-kilometer, 680-mile race to Moscow. Reuters saw troop carriers and flatbed trucks carrying a tank careening past the city of Voronezh, I don't know if I'm saying that right either, more than half the way to Moscow, where a helicopter fired on them. But there were no reports of rebels meeting any substantial resistance on the highway. Russia has not had a civil war in over 100 years. Why is this problem suddenly occurring? A simple look at the YouTube page for the United States Central Intelligence Agency may give us a hint, okay? Just 1 month ago, the CIA released video encouraging Russians to rebel against Putin. The ad is ominous, especially considering it is being propagated by one of the most powerful organizations in all of the world. In every way, the video depicts a CIA ravenous to overthrow Vladimir Putin. Okay, so let's look at this, okay? This is the one advertising on YouTube. Okay, let's look. Oh, we can't understand that. They ain't got it in English. Y'all got to have something. Y'all ain't got nothing in English. Oh, Lord, this is in Russian. Well, I can't, I don't know, you know, anyway, it's dark. It looks kind of scary, okay? Is the CIA working with this group of mercenaries? Y'all can see it on YouTube, okay? But it says, is the CIA working with this group of mercenaries to overthrow the Russian government? If so, the CIA is taking rogue steps to set off a global conflict the likes of which we have never seen. How will Russia respond to this action? If Russia was encouraging our own citizens to spy on our government and start a civil war, we would arrest everybody involved. It seems as if the CIA has a free pass to start any number of wars that they damn well please. This is from Rare, CIA, not me. With senile Biden in the White House, the rules have been unleashed. The post is the CIA provoking war in Russia appeared on first on Rare. Okay, so this is a lot of people are asking this question, and it is not. Listen, it ain't like y'all ain't being accused of starting other wars and setting off propaganda around the world. Okay, just saying. Okay, so it would I be to me this would be actually nuts to do so. I personally think, you know, I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. This is Carlotta 101's opinion. This is just Carlotta, okay? This is Carlotta. I believe that we already have people in government that are wrong. That don't mean America any good. I believe that we have this is my conspiracy theory. This is my personal conspiracy theory. My personal one. Okay? That we have people already in place that are wrong. Because governments aren't just made up of. Government is not an individual walking, breathing thing. Government is made up by people, and people can be bad, right, all over the world. And I believe in America that we've always had elements of rogue government, but I believe now it is really gotten bad. Because why? Because the people have stopped paying attention. There's a lot of stuff going on. People find certain things unbelievable. Because what's happened is sometimes people don't see government for what it really is. That's why here's what I say this, okay? A lot of times, and I'm trying to figure out the best way I can say it, and I want to say this in a proper way, because Democrats who try to have a lock on black people, black folks in America, Democrats love to, bring up the bad things, which is true. Democrats will admit the bad things the forefathers did, but only so they can protect themselves in certain ways, but they'll say to black people just, to disregard. It kind of makes black people disregard the good things about the Constitution, even though the Constitution we know wasn't written for us, right? But what a lot of times they'll try to throw out I won't say Democrats, I'll just say really far left liberals will try to throw out this idea, well, it wasn't for you anyway. I mean, why should you be such and such with the Constitution? Because they really would love to throw out the Constitution so they put something crazy in here. Right, but the Constitution is a great document. It just was it was just the unfairness behind it. The document itself wasn't racist. It was the people who enacted the document. But the document itself was a great document, right? And the people who created this document just didn't consider black people at the time. No, they didn't consider black people human. They thought we were three-fifths human, right? So, or they used that. I do believe these people, some of the people knew these people, they just was using shit so they could have forced labor, right? And free labor. So, but the document is not a bad document. The ideas behind the document of democracy, republic, this being a republic, citizens being armed against tyranny, things like that, that's not bad ideas because, listen, when you see the background, one, people love to argue these points, but when you see the background of where the founding fathers came from, England, a lot of people were running persecution in England, and you read about the Revolutionary War and how the Revolutionary War started. America was started on rebellion. Even though America was starting by people who were so-called part of the Enlightened movement from England, from Europe and stuff like that. But however, America wanted to throw off the ideas of kings and leaders, and it wanted to have a country. The idea was to have a country ran by the people. That's not a bad idea, ran by the people, and you bet not dare to have a kingship or a queenship or anything else, because we will kick you out. That's tyranny, right? Or you better not care take over government for scrupulous means, because the people have the power to kick you out. You always should be afraid of the people. Hey, that's what listen, you got. I'm serious. No, that's the truth. Okay. That's why you don't ever want to make the people that angry. The people should never be so angry with you that they come and have to fight the government. But the forefathers knew that sometimes governments do too much, right? What I'm saying all of this is because I believe we've come to a point where the last 50 years they've convinced the American people and some people all over the world that government is some sort of magical thing that just walks in its space on its own. But no, government is ran by humans. And human beings can be terrible. They can commit tyranny and commit all kinds of crimes. And because we've lost sight of that, we are too either, I don't know if it's trusting. I think we're too far. I mean, we become numb to government doing horrible things. They were doing horrible things hundreds of years ago. You know, black people was just getting it. Now everybody getting it. Okay, so we're in this space now where people have become numb to government, and we don't realize that these powers that be, these elite groups and corporations and organizations, in my opinion, have taken over, and we are almost about to lose our grip. Okay, so when I say they've taken over, I also believe they've probably taken over, probably, you know, these agencies, okay? I mean, I ain't saying nothing that don't nobody know, so don't be calling me up, FBI, CIA. I'm just telling y'all this is what people saying out in these streets, okay? So it's not a surprise that people are, CIA was trending today on Twitter, because people are questioning, like, what in the hell is going on in this world? And what are y'all doing, okay? And so, yeah, this is not this is not interesting. And there was another interesting article. It says, Russian assassination attempt of CIA asset on U.S. oil. U.S. oil shows major security shift. This is a game changer. This is from Fox News. This happened a couple of days ago. And this may have started all this stuff, but it says a 2020 attempt by Russian agents to target and kill a CIA asset on U.S. soil signals a major shift in how the U.S. intelligence community assesses the threat faced by foreign informants who are vital to U.S. intelligence gathering. They're saying earlier this week, the New York Times revealed an unprecedented attempt by Moscow to pursue Alexandra Potvin, a former high-ranking Russian intelligence officer turned informant for the CIA who was living in Miami. Okay, so it's saying, listen. So I believe this is the first time that's happened. No, I mean, they're just trying to make a big deal. Do I think that they haven't been foreign entities that try to come onto U.S. government, U.S. soil to get to assassinate people? I don't know if that's a major shift. I mean, maybe there's not, it's not been put to the public, but my personal opinion is probably happened. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure it has. I just think we're so blind. We have become, we're so caught up in life, and that's how these people want it to be. That we're so caught up in life and all the rat race and all the things going on around us that we don't have time to pay attention to crooked, horrible politicians. And they spend so much time, because race is a very real thing in America. You know what I'm saying? See, Fox News needs to learn that. That's one thing Fox News don't understand. They'll always say, well, race, you know, you're trying to make us, put us against race. Like, race hasn't been a big story in America these last years. It's definitely, it is, and it will always be. America has a problem with racism. However, there are times where I think these groups use the sin of racism, the sin of America, the great sin of America, slavery, racism, and all those things to get their means done. You know, because if they can distract us and pit us against each other, like I said, some, you know, you'll have some people saying, oh, well, you can't trust the Constitution because it wasn't written for black people. And I'm like, no, wait a minute, hold on, because they'll say that, right? But it's not about, yes, they may have not had it in mind to write it for black people, but that doesn't mean but the document itself, when you take it away from the people whose motives was other, was strange, the document is a solid document. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. What is that's not a bad thing, right? Or the freedom of the press, the right to bear arms, those are not bad things. You know, those are not bad things. Right? And so sometimes they'll separate us on those things by using race as a division. And I believe they totally understand America's great sin, and they will always use that against America, okay? And it might be what the thing that that if you don't start paying attention more as a group of people, we may see America fall down the tube zone. Okay, so very interesting. I thought that was interesting how people are questioning, like, going, what is going on? And listen, Russia, you know, I always say this is like Saddam Hussein. Okay, I remember I have friends who done missionary work all around the world and stuff like that, and they've lived in Saudi Arabia and stuff. And I remember me and my friend several years ago talking on the phone, and I remember she told me something. She was talking about Saddam Hussein, how he was very kind to Christians and stuff in that country or whatever, even though he was known to be a terrorist. But he had a lot of wild thoughts. Like, the rumors were that he didn't want certain groups around. He liked Christians, bodyguards and stuff, because he knew they were loyal to their God, so he felt like they would be loyal sometimes to him or something like that. He allowed allegedly churches in Saudi Arabia and things like that, even though he was a horrible, people say, dictator, okay? Now, interesting thing. She was telling me, she said, what are they going to do? I remember she said, they're going to disturb the region. They don't have anybody over there to Saddam keeps everybody in check. Even the rebels that are even more crazier than him. It was like the lesser of two evils, basically. She said, if he's gone, that region's going to go crazy. I remember she told me that. That region went crazy. Okay? As soon as they did that, one of the biggest mistakes, they left a huge vacuum in the region. And this is what I'm wondering, even when I look at Russia, Vladimir Putin. See, to me, and I understand sometimes how powerful nations may have to interfere. Sometimes I do understand, you know, to get things done. However, sometimes it's too much interference. Russia, same thing. Vladimir Putin controlled for 20-some years. Vladimir Putin, Russia is wild. It's a lot of wild shit going on in Russia, on the unorganized crime, all kind of stuff. And the question is, if you leave a vacuum like Vladimir Putin, what else are you raising up in Russia? Like, how are you destabilizing Russia? And who gets their hands on those nukes? I mean, sometimes it's not up for the United States to go in there and disturb shit. This is my personal opinion. You got to let the people come to the conclusion that this ain't the right leader for them. You know, you might get do a little here, sprinkle dust every now and then and say, you know, hey, is this right over here? But to interfere, I always feel like people have to stand up sometimes against their own dictators. If they don't, you destabilize their way of life. Just my opinion. I don't know. I may think differently about this depending on what's going on, you know what I'm saying, in the world. But I always think of Black Americans, you know, and I think of the Civil Rights Movement. And I think about Black Americans being enemies in their own country and victims of their own country, because that was facts, okay? And hearing the stories, like my great-grandpa and my grandfather and them telling me how they couldn't ride through certain parts of Mississippi, you know, south at night. They had to have guys. You had to be off the that was literally terrorism. You had to be off the street if you was black by a certain amount of time, so you wouldn't get hung. They was scared. It was that much fear. People literally taking your property over, cheating you, not getting anything done, raping your women, doing all kind of stuff. Black people were terrorizing this country under tremendous things, tremendous problems. And I see the power of Black America standing up to the United States government. And that was, for my personal opinion, is it was because we were a powerful spiritual people. We had God, and that, it had to be supernatural because to do that, okay? And things, and just the time. And so I feel like that's how people have to feel about their own countries and their own places. That if you have to be able to stand up to tyranny. Sometimes people have to leave their countries. I get that, and they have to run. You know, you need to have refugees and stuff like that. But nowadays, you got too many people running. You know what I'm saying? And not and wanting and bringing their fear and politics and stuff to other places and trying to start over, but never standing up to the demons. So they, you can't expect them to stand up demons in your country. You know what I'm saying? It's like at some point it has to come to those people to stand up against their own demons. And not that it wouldn't, and not that you won't, not without help, because I believe the help will come when you start to stand up. You know what I'm saying? Just like for a different African Americans, Black Americans or ADOS or whatever, now we got college, so, because we got to put boundaries out here, NBA, whatever y'all calling yourself, traditional Black America, okay, because I'm going to start no fight, because I like everybody, okay? But, so it's very interesting. I don't like the idea of the United States interfering. I think it's bad. And I think there's almost all kind of trickery going on right now in the United States, period, even with illegal immigration. This caught when people, they know this. Powers that be, you know this too. I don't blame, excuse me, only thing I blame illegal immigrants for is breaking the law, okay? But I don't blame them. I don't see them as the enemy. I see the enemy as the elitists that allow people into the country and not in a way that is organized by law and organized by, like, we have laws on the books for refugees if they're running from bad countries or this and that. We have laws on the books to take people in that way. But when you're allowing people to just flood in like that, you're bringing people in the middle of the night, ominous, you're bringing busloads of people over and stuff like that, and you're mixing people who some are not running from refugee and refugees or being, people who are standing up to their governments who are horrible in those countries. But now you're getting a bunch of people coming over from different countries who have a different mindset. And this is not to diss those people, okay? But a lot of times, some of them, not all of them, fail to fight in their own country, right? You know what I'm saying? So now you're getting that as an influx into your country. And I don't like that idea. And it's not their fault. It doesn't mean we treat them as the enemy because they're not the enemy. It's these people who run the world and governments and stuff who seizes opportunity to go after the disenfranchised and the disheartened people and to create, instead of going to help those countries and help those nations and help those people to be better equipped to fight and to be better equipped to fight on their own, to be better equipped to do, instead you're bringing them over because you want to create a third world atmosphere in the United States. Now, that doesn't mean you treat them as enemy. If you're treating illegal immigrants as the wrong enemy, enemy, and that's why I never want. I always try to make this the deal because there's a lot of black people. There's a lot of people who come over here, illegal immigrants and stuff, who treat black people as the enemy because they've heard all these crap and doodle stories and they've seen certain things on through the power of Hollywood and TV, and I think they in some sort of competition for number two and stuff like that. You know what? That's crazy, but that does happen very much so. But I mean, when I say don't look at them as the enemy, it's not them. It's these powers that be who understands how reaction is going to happen. When the United States is in times of turmoil, when we're having hard economic times, when people, citizens can't feed their own children, or our citizens are having a hard time with crime, like what's going on in Chicago right now, 75 people shot over the weekend, yet they're asking for $51 million for 500 immigrants. It makes the people and the citizens of Chicago go, what the fuck? How you asking for money for people who are illegal and you won't even help your citizens? They know that creates enmity, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but they know that creates anger, and it sparks people to get mad, and they direct their, and because they can't touch these invisible, or these faraway politicians and the powers behind these politicians, people will start to go after wrongly illegals. Because people will see that as the enemy. They know this. And that's why I'm just praying that America, people start waking up. Because it's the same thing that happened in Germany. I always talk about Russia. Let me talk about what happened to Jewish people in Germany. One of the things is the powers that be understood how Germans were starving. That doesn't mean give them the right. The Hitler, with his demented self, he misplaced his anger against Jews. But his anger was actually what these powers that be. You know what I'm saying? That created atmospheres for powder kegs to happen. Instead of saying, hey, you know, right now we can't feed. We might have to, you got to come over the legal way. You got to do it this way. You got to do it that way. Because it was a little different situation in Germany, because some people were citizens in Germany. It's a whole lot of story there. But it caused him to have misplaced anger and caused the Germans to misplace their anger too. Okay, these recipes haven't stopped from these power elites. Okay, that's my opinion on the whole thing of why we see the world as such a destabilized time, right? You know what I'm saying? And plus, I believe in Christianity, and I believe in the end times. And really, even though I have some other, you know, little stuff, spirituality things, I believe in stuff too, but I really believe the end times. I believe we're really shaping up for the end times. It's crazy. This world is nutty. With some of the stuff we're seeing, right? And mostly it just people being asleep. It's really scary, all right? So, yeah. So that's my take on that, all right, on Russia, what's going on in Russia. We'll keep an eye on that. All right, we got to talk about this VET Awards, child. Are they happening? What is going on around here? All right, y'all been like, what is the BET Awards going on? Oh, yes, they are. They're supposed to be happening tomorrow night. They're already saying Ice Spice, Lado, and more to perform at the BET Awards. Sounds like a party that I will be leaving early, okay, on my television. All right, and let me just say this, okay, because I hear a lot of old people. Like, I was watching this week interview with Babyface, and Jason Lee did a great job interviewing Babyface, even though I felt like Jason was a little bit not being himself a little bit, you know, because he was trying to be careful because it was Babyface. Well, I would have liked to see more of Jason's personality come through. I could see he was trying to be careful, but, yeah, I think Babyface was looking for that, too. I think Babyface is kind of a little bit, he's a little bit more maybe funner, more fun than you think, you know what I'm saying? But I think Jason could have had a little bit more fun with him a little bit, but I think he was just nervous in how to handle him. But he interviewed him this week, and I remember Babyface saying something about the new school. I mean, he was just trying to... I forget what he said about new music or something. I was like, Babyface don't lie. This is the problem. A lot of older artists are lying to you young people, okay? I don't think it's a generation gap. I think that it's just natural for generations. Like, my great-grandparents did not like the music of, you know, sometimes my grandparents, or as it goes, you know, as time goes down the line, you know what I'm saying? But that's not true. My grandparents liked liked 90s and 80s music. So my grandma's real youthful. My grandmother's favorite rappers is Busta Rhymes and Pitbull. First she was really in love with Busta Rhymes, then she started being in love with Pitbull. True, okay? Well, my granny was always hip, okay? So, and they were musicians, so we had a lot of different music in our house, but music has gotten progressively worse, okay? I'm not going to lie. These artists, and now the industry has gotten, so it's not all artists. I'm not saying all artists, okay? There's some really good artists out there, but a lot of times y'all don't get heard because they too busy putting up these people who will do whatever. Let me tell you what they've learned in the industry, okay? This is my personal opinion. talented people can be hard as hell. Like Prince and Michael Jackson, them ass, they asses was hard. You know, Prince was time out. There's six, you know, Prince be out playing his piano at the concert. Then all of a sudden he stopped playing the piano and say, you know, there are six companies that run the world. Then he start playing me. Watch out for Trick Kim Trails. Prince was facing shit. I love Prince. I love the Gemini. Gemini's just wow. When Prince was like Kanye tried to do, but Kanye for himself. Prince would be really about that. Prince about that life. Like, this is crazy stuff going on, and I'm trying to tell y'all. Right? And so, but, like, those kind of artists, Michael Jackson, talking about they don't really care about us, and they trying to do this and all this. Here, it doesn't mean there wasn't an element of narcissism to these artists, okay? Because there's an element of narcissism to the humanity, all of us, right? And I'm not saying there wasn't, because being in show business, sometimes you're going to have extreme elements of narcissism because everybody is around you and you're the center of attention. And let me tell you, I grew up the only child, okay? So I can have sometimes elements of narcissism, you know, because I was a baby and a half, right? And I had to sometimes realize, hey, it ain't all about you, sis, right? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you have to realize that you have to grow. My grandma had to let me know, you style it. Hey, girl, it ain't always about your little butt, you know what I'm saying? Like, teach me how to share, teach me how to do stuff or whatever. So sometimes that's an element in all people. If you're the youngest in the family, all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? So narcissism, when people say that, I always think they overuse it. But in show business, you can have tons of, you can struggle with it, right? Even though these artists like Prince and Michael Jackson had those elements to them, I actually believe, though, they cared, people, artists like that cared about humanity, cared about where people go. You can see the difference between artists from the 90s back, not all of the 90s. 90s is where it started declining, I'm going to tell the truth. But you see, going back, artists taking more stands, being more proactive in, and not that certain they didn't have, because Malcolm X even complained about these same things about celebrities being controlled by the liberals and all this stuff. I just believe it's gotten far worse now, that we have celebrities that are more so controlled. And so, a lot of times what you have is Prince and Michael Jackson, artists like that present, they hella talented, but they present a lot of problems because they got their own mind, they got their own this and that, and they ain't going to let you tell them all the time what to do, you know what I'm saying? And when you got to force them to do, which is, you know, so I think now they'd rather deal with less talented-ass people, put out less get you used to bad music. Like, I mean, like, you know, like even has Black America used to be, you know, used to find hella talent all throughout Black America, and people would come to Black American churches and stuff like that. But I even believe it was an attack on Black American churches because it was producing so much talent. Attack on Black American on schools where most urban kids went, attack on them learning instruments and all that stuff. It's just because it was producing so many talent, and a lot of Black kids were getting rich off of that stuff, just like they're attacking athletics now. Look at the NBA. I looked at the draft the other day. The draft, I was like, woo, it sure done changed since the 1980s and 90s. The draft, the NBA draft looked real different, okay? Mm-hmm. Baseball is looking, it looks like about 20 years the NBA going to be looking like baseball. So what I'm saying is they attacked these places that a lot of Black people were making it and stuff like that. Real talented people sometimes have real creative geniuses, sometimes really have they have their own mindset. So it's hard to control them. I think today they don't even want to do that no more. They just putting these artists out here and selling them to these young kids. They so sound so horrible. Some of them can't sing. Some of them are, if they are a little bit of talented, they overhype they ain't as talented as they really make them out to be. I mean, we are living in just a crazy age. And these young, older artists are scared to say, y'all ain't shit. You know, you got a few out here that say, like, Dionne Warwick and all them to be saying, I don't consider her no legend. Dionne be shady, and Aretha used to be shady and all that. You know, you had to be a lot to be a legend in their eyes. You couldn't be just out here with fake numbers and stuff. They had to be a lot. You couldn't be out here with overhype, your name just being a bunch of hype. Okay, you, they was like, nah, are you winning about 20-some awards and there's no really damn reason for it? Well, let me stop. Y'all, I'm sorry, Dionne. I'm checking myself in the room. I'm going to be a Beehiver in a couple months when I go see Beyonce, okay? But I've been seeing some of them tours. I hope the dancing gets a little better. But I digress. All right, so let's talk about it. BET Awards, I feel like there's no different. That's what I want to watch. Ice Spice, Latto, and more to perform at BET Awards. Okay, now let me tell y'all my theory about why they have not been talking about the BET Awards. This is just my theory. I ain't saying this is going to happen or nothing. This is just Carlotta Chatwood 101 theory. They're going to announce who the new owner of BET is. I think it's going to be Tyler Perry. I don't know. But I think that's what, and they don't want any leaks. Even though it's already been a leak. Maybe it ain't Tyler Perry. I don't know. But they said Tyler Perry earlier this week was balking at a $3 billion price tag, and I can't blame him because cable TV is kind of going down. TV is kind of going down. BET has been fledgling the last several years, so you're trying to buy, you're trying to get this man to put all his money up in a fledgling that's going to be hard as hell to bring back to life, okay? You know what I'm saying? Black Entertainment Television Group. I mean, you know, seriously? And it's already hard that Byron Allen, even though he's one of the people trying to go for it, listen, they already tell you how hard it is to get advertisers in these spaces and stuff like that. So, yeah. Okay, you know, that's why I say we as black people, and I talked about it last week about, okay, so you buy BET, how you want black people to cheer you on just for buying BET. It's like what Jay-Z said years ago, and I haven't liked Jay-Z. I like him as a rapper, but I haven't liked him as what he's shown as a person. I don't know him, but what he shows as a person since is when he said, just my presence is, something, he said, it's like something you should be happy. I'm like, no, it ain't the fuck. Your presence, no. We as a collective, as people, as a collective shouldn't be. Well, we happy. Yes, we happy that you doing something that you love and you like, but you can't sell to us that just you having a presence helps us as a collective, because it doesn't. And it's proof of that is where Black America is at right now. But if you want us as a collective and a group, if you're telling me that you being a millionaire and a billionaire, I'm not against millionaires and billionaires. I'm a capitalist all the way through, okay? I like capitalism, but I like elements of socialism. I don't like it full spread capitalism. I like elements of socialism and elements, different things mixed together in capitalism and regulation, okay? Because I don't think capitalism can stand completely on its own. Just like I don't like socialism, I don't think socialism can stand at all completely on its own. As a matter of fact, I think there's a lot of places around the world that kind of show that, but that's, I digress. You know, people would argue with me on that. But I do believe that it is important, black people, because of black people's experience in America, when you want, because we as black people, we are melanin, just black America. Let me just talk about my people right quick, black America, foundational black America. We so powerful. Our groups are powerful. Our black people are powerful. But I'm going to specifically talk about us and what we've been through. We so dope. We so powerful. We've been through a lot. And sometimes people want to use that energy that we have, that we've been through in America, that inner energy, and they want to use it just for themselves. They just want to grab it, and they want to tell us how it helps us as a collective. But you ain't helping us as a collective if you're not hiring black American people. I'm not talking about black people on the payroll, okay, because y'all love to say that. I'm putting black people on the payroll, and we look at the payroll, and it'll be everybody but black Americans, okay? No, I'm talking about people, black Americans, and you're dedicated to the uplift of black America first. That mean we don't love on other people and stuff like that. But you dedicated to your people who, if you black Americans, you say, you know what, my people been through a lot in the United States. My people been through a lot. And if even if you here in black America, it's just blessed your career. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I've been adopted by black men. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to make sure that these people, they listen to my shit when nobody listens to me. You from the diaspora. And black people, black Americans gave you your car. What welcomed you to the picnic. I feel like you should be, there should be, you know, you always show graciousness to the people who got you somewhere. You know what I'm saying? And you always show a sense of love or caring. Like, you know what I'm saying? You show us, because they didn't have to do it. So you always show a sense of honor. So, it doesn't mean anything to me, Tyler Perry owning BET, if you ain't helping the collective of black Americans, because we've been through something different and no other group has been through. We the only group besides the Native Americans who are not immigrants to this country. We did not migrate here. We were stolen, kidnapped. Our ancestors were stolen and kidnapped. Okay, so that's a very different experience than anybody else has had. And some people who people believe were indigenous to the land, but we all share the history of slavery. And I talk about slavery on here a lot because I don't feel like the slaves are at fault for what happened to them. It's the slave traders and the slave masters that should be ashamed, not the slaves. The slaves have nothing to be ashamed of. And you should not have, anybody who says that, anybody who talks about it, we keep calling us a slave. No, if your ancestors didn't make it through slavery, you wouldn't be where you was. You wouldn't be able to go and do what you did. They didn't make it through that. If you a black, traditional black American and your ancestors made it, that's why I love, let me just say this, sidebar. That's why I love about the Jews, one thing I love. They always are constant, and I saw Yvette Cornell talk about this today. I've been talking about this on the show for years. Jews are constantly always in remembrance of the Holocaust. They don't let you forget that. You know, I ain't letting you forget. You know why they do that? Because there's a gratefulness about where they come from, how far they've come. They even in the Bible, when the Hebrews left Israel, God told them to put down rocks in the part of the sea that they would cross. He said, put down rocks there for it in remembrance. Now, people say, well, wait, Carlotta. God also killed off all the slaves because they were thinking still like slaves and they weren't slaves anymore. It didn't have anything to do with them remembering where they were from and how far they had come or their experience. It was what was the sin was to still behave like something and you were free from it, okay? So I don't like black people when they start trying to diss slavery. You always have a remembrance for those people and what they went through, and an honor for them, because if they had not gone through it, you would not have survived. It's a miracle that black Americans survived. When you read all the horrible, and I mostly, when I hear people talk about that, I mostly know they have not read really enactments. They haven't taken the time to read the stories of the slaves. When you read the stories of slaves and what they endured in America, you would have nothing but honor for your ancestors, and you wouldn't be talking shit about slavery. You know, I don't want no more slave moves. You wouldn't be saying no stuff. You'd be like, I honor them and their story. Because they live, it's what got me here. So that's my biggest pet peeve. I hate that. Ooh, that makes me piss me off. But, okay. So, yeah, so I don't care if it's a black, if Tyler Perry on BET, if you ain't got no, what is that going to do for us? Okay. So if you want us to celebrate it as a collective, okay, yeah, okay, that's just not just you owning it don't mean nothing. Well, you could be a gatekeeper. We don't know what you are. How does that affect us as a collective and us as a group so we can have more owners? Not just seeing you go through it, get to it. How is it going to affect us? How do you affect the collective that have been so oppressed in the United States? And a lot of times what we have with a lot of these people up there at the, you know, some people in black America at the top is, you know, there's a great scripture in the Bible that says, don't desire to be like your oppressor. That doesn't mean don't desire to, that you can't learn from people. So certain people or learn lessons from certain things. But when it says desire to be like your, don't desire to be like your oppressor, don't desire to use their tactics. And you have a lot of, especially in celebrity world, I have kind of places that where they use these tactics of the oppressor. That, and they think we're supposed to celebrate them for using tactics of the oppressor. Now, we're not, and what I mean by that is, I'm not saying we don't celebrate success, because we are people of excellence. We celebrate success. Success has nothing to do with oppressors. Oppressors, what I mean is, what oppressors have done is exploit people, use people, set up roadblocks for people. And when you have black people who've been through that kind of thing get to the top and start acting like they're masters, then that's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean we don't celebrate your success, but we don't celebrate you acting like the oppressor. Okay? Because a lot of y'all been acting like the oppressor. Okay? So I don't. So for me, it's like, what do you? What does this mean when you bring this to the table? What does that mean, black people? So what you on BT? I don't give a shit. What does that mean? What's it gonna mean for Black America? Okay? So that I said all that, so let me get to the BET Awards. It says, this is from MSN.com. It says, this year the BET Awards are full of countless performances for a good reason. The channel is celebrating 50 years of hip-hop with a massive tribute to the genre featuring many artists, E-40, Fat Joe, Ja Rule, Master P, and Soulja Boy. They didn't even want to advertise. Hip-hop, they telling you, oh, Lord, hip-hop. But that's not the only tribute. Bia, Coley Ray, Cuddy Ranks, Dexter Daps, Rod Digger, Scarlett, Spice, Supercat, Swiss Beats, and more surprise guests are joining the stage for Busta Rhymes Lifetime Achievement Award celebration. Y'all still ain't gave Stephanie Mills one. Y'all wild. Where's Stephanie Mills Lifetime Achievement Award? I don't know. I'm mad at y'all. Previous honorees including Sean Diddy Combs, Whitney Houston, Prince, and, of course, Patti LaBelle is doing a tribute for Tina Turner. In case you're itching for more music, you're in luck. Ice Spice, Lotto, Coco Jones, Dolce, Glorilla, Lil Uzi Vert, Madline. Oh, these people, most of them, I'm not going to die. I'm going to let y'all see it for yourself. The BET Awards airs on BET and BET Her on June the 25th. I actually believe they're going to announce on here the owner and myself. That's why they haven't been advertising. Maybe the owner's going to be the host. But they have Album of the Year, Renaissance. Yeah, y'all playing. Preezy, Chris Brown, DJ Khaled, Mr. Moral, Big Steppers, Best Female Artist, Beyonce, SZA. SZA should win that. I'm going to tell y'all, SZA should win Album of the Year. SZA should win Best Female Pop Artist. SZA should have a clean sweep. You know why? Beyonce, your album wasn't on the Nut Charts 13 weeks number one. You should not be anywhere in the building. As a matter of fact, you had a floppity flop. You just around there doing Renaissance off your name, selling mad-ass tickets. But really, SZA should run up out of here with a whole lot of awards. The way y'all been talking about SZA that big out in these streets, okay? I'm just saying. That's what y'all been saying, okay? So SZA should be running out of here with all kind of stuff. All kind of stuff. SZA needs to be the main one. If I see Beyonce running out here with all these awards, I'm going to know something ain't right, okay? That's all I'm just telling y'all. It's just facts. All right, so they got a whole lot of awards up here, okay? I mean, I don't know. They got Nicki Minaj nominated a number of times. I ain't got time. Y'all playing. Y'all playing. Not that I don't, I just ain't. It's a lot. We'll see, okay? We'll see what happens. All right, so there's a great article in New York Post that says you might be micro-cheating if you like your social media, if you like social media posts confiding in your ex, okay? And it says, how far do you have to go before it's considered cheating? It says, according to TikTok, there are varying degrees of cheating, but no one can decide on where to draw the line. While there is a clear distinction around what defines physical cheating, emotional cheating is hard to construe. In response, users on TikTok have been debating what falls under the umbrella of micro-cheating, with the over 25.8 million views on the hashtag micro-cheating on the app. There are many ideas floating around about Michael cheating actually is, according to Alicia Munoz, a relationship counselor of mind-body relationships. Michael cheating is the act of cultivating in small ways inappropriate intimate connections outside of your relationship. While that doesn't involve physical cheating, like having sex or kissing another person's actions that break emotional exclusivity, like emotionally connecting with someone and telling things you don't tell your partner, fall under that umbrella, okay? Yeah, I would say those things that can they can lead to things, but let me just say this. In this age and time, okay, I think I'm going to be honest with you. Depends on you and your partner, because y'all wild today in these streets. Everybody wild today in these streets. I don't know. I mean, you know, people got open relationships. I don't know what's going on around here. It's all kinds of stuff happening. Y'all mean your twin flame? I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. It's a different world. I don't know. Y'all be reconnecting back on Facebook. And I don't know. Hey. I don't know. Cheating is just between y'all, okay? Hell, but I actually think, I think people probably more so emotionally cheat more nowadays than people know of. I believe that probably happens a lot, especially with the advent of social media, okay? And I just think we live in a different time frame, you know? And then plus there's, you know, we've just come out of Uranus and Taurus, and I think we're in a straight, are we still in a Uranus and Taurus? I'm not sure. I got to ask and try. I haven't looked. But I just feel like it's a strange, we're going through a strange cycle for relationships, right? You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like some relationships are not going to last this cycle, like some of these cycles coming up. You know, some will, some won't, but some will, some won't. And sometimes, if somebody on your social media come and test that relationship, you might have to ask yourself some questions. You know what I'm saying? You might say, shit, what? Yeah, like, they will test me. Am I in the right shit? you know what I'm saying? So I think there is a strange atmosphere happening right now for relationships from the astrological point of view. I just feel like, you know, in some places, some relationships, you know, it's different from different signs and stuff, but I just really, really, you know, I don't know. This is a strange cycle for relationships. I really just feel that. So you may have a lot of microaggression cheating, but I thought this article was very interesting. Check it out in the New York Post, okay? All right. Let's talk about Pharrell yet. Pharrell's hip. Pharrell, we got to talk about Pharrell with this $1 million Louis Vuitton. Pharrell, it's a recession, okay? Don't nobody want to see no $1 million Louis Vuitton bag, okay? But since you out here showing it off, and it ain't even cute. It's yellow. It's loud. It's just a little cute. Pharrell has been winning even more lately as he was named creative director of Louis Vuitton, which is still mysterious to me. I'm like, I didn't even know he did close. Earlier this year, Pharrell is the first creative director of the luxury designer brand since Virgil Abloh suddenly passed away back in November 2021. Following the announcement of Pharrell taking on this new role, many viewed him as the perfect fit to continue the iconic work of Virgil Abloh put in at Louis Vuitton. You know, it's interesting because I would have thought Kanye or somebody, but they can't control Kanye. I just haven't heard Pharrell out here in fashion that much. That tells me there's some sort of inner circle or some shit going on because who the fuck is Pharrell? I only heard that $1 billion boy club thing or whatever he had. You ain't heard his name running around here. Maybe it's some thing. Well, I ain't heard him like Kanye's ass running around here in fashion, too. He ain't had no brand or nothing I know of. What's that? What was it, the Billionaire Boy Club or something? What made y'all hire Pharrell? That's wild. It's a lot of black people literally in fashion. Literally people who went to school and stuff for that shit. And y'all go hire, well, I know where y'all hire Pharrell to make black people think they need some Louis Vuitton in a high-ass recession. No, Pharrell, hell nah, we don't need no Louis Vuitton. Shit's hot. You know it's nice. Some of it I love, but hell nah, we can't afford it right now. It ain't nice. Not all of us, some you and Jay-Z, all y'all partners in the Paris and stuff, Ken. But right now, people struggling and shit. Y'all trying to sell people concert tickets too? Really? Why Pharrell? Like, it's a ton of black people in fashion. Literally. No, I don't understand. Why did y'all pick Pharrell? I ain't heard of Pat Pharrell owning the damn thing. Or selling them. I ain't heard him sewing up a shirt or nothing. Where the hell y'all pick Pharrell? I ain't heard him even owning a fashion. Meanwhile, let me shut up. Meanwhile, Paris Fashion Week was held this week as Pharrell had his first fashion show as a Louis Vuitton festive director. That was also met by performances from Pharrell as he and Jay-Z performed the classic Frontin' collaboration. And see, where they at? They was in Paris. But see, that's what I'm talking about, them Negroes. that don't, I don't celebrate him becoming fashion director of whatever he, Louis Vuitton. You know why? Because he ain't doing nothing. You need to bring something to the hood. You should have a festival in the hood. That benefits Black Americans. It don't benefit you, your presence here. Don't even give a shit. Good for you. It benefits your neighborhoods. Hey, you, because I'm about to talk about that girl you stole that shopping bag idea from, allegedly. In a moment, okay? But here's the thing. You know, how does this benefit your, maybe he ain't trying to benefit, he's the one that said the new Black, right? And I like For Real, musically. But, you know, he the one that was running around us saying, but his interviews have been a little bit like, we the new Black and all. He be saying strange shit, okay? When you really listen, you're like, new Black? What the hell's a new Black? The ones that don't say we gon' this and we this and that. I'm like, Negro, you really, boy, you funny. Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff you have to hear some of his interviews, okay? But I don't understand how he got there. I'm not sure I understand. But anyway, it says, in addition to Pharrell having his Louis Vuitton fashion shows and performing with Jay-Z in Paris, he's also showing off even more of his collection from Louis Vuitton. Meanwhile, video is now going viral on social media of him showing a yellow Louis Vuitton bag that is supposedly worth $1 million. Therefore, a gold zipper is attached to it as well as a gold handle. There's no reason for $1 million bag. It's rich people who are probably laughing at that. They probably like, that's some gaudy shit, okay? I'm just telling y'all, ain't nobody buying no $1 million. That's a $1 billion. And the bag is ugly. Okay, for real, the bag is ugly. I said it, okay? I'm still not sure how For Real got into the fashion industry. I'm not, y'all tell me, am I slow or something? I don't know. Maybe it's some celebrities out there know that. I don't know. I ain't heard one thing about this man. Going into the I'm like, for real? Why they pick him? Like, I can't even see them asking Kanye or something like that. But for real? It got to be some sort of inroads or something. But let me talk about this young lady, okay, who's accusing For Real of copying designs for Louis Vuitton line. Okay? This is according to RhymeSnitch.com. Says, this week, producer For Real released his Louis Vuitton fashion line to much fanfare. Now, a lesser-known designer is accusing For Real of copying her Vero Louis shopping bag idea, okay? Now, this girl, I remember she went viral a couple of, let me see, what is this? She went viral a while back. And for this bag, let me see if I can pull y'all. Y'all know how I'm all over the place right now. Let me see if I can pull her up. Uh-oh. I don't know if I got it up. Okay. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Turn it into something more spicy. So I'm going to cut the straps off. I'm going to wrap this bad boy in some plastic. Add some straps.
I'm talking about, oh, you hit the shade room, we got a couple thousand views. I'm talking 10 million views on Twitter. I'm talking every blog. I'm talking Daily Mail UK, Daily Mail here, BuzzFeed, like everywhere. To the point where I was hit up by so many celebrity stylists, so many celebrities. Even my idol hit me up, Dapper Dan, letting me know that he's seen what happened and telling me, like, the culture always wins, keep doing what you're doing, like, all of that. So fast forward to 2023, and under Pharrell's creative direction for Louis Vuitton, they dropped what looks like it's the bag. Yeah, it's crazy.
So this is the bag, actually having the 10 million views on Twitter. That was when I created it. This is the bag that For Real dropped this season.
And typically when people get on these socials and start popping their shit like that, people always be like, who are you? And all this because you're small. But they do this shit all the time. It's just frustrating to the creative because what would be something small with y'all with, like, these bigger brands as far as collaborating, like a one-time collaboration or just something is life-changing for these creatives. And there's nothing for y'all, like, for y'all to just do what y'all do. Like, that is ridiculous. It's not, like, I'm not even mad about the shit. I'm just like, what is small to a big corporation? It's something major to these small businesses, these creatives. creatives, like, without, they don't have a big name.
Okay, what happened was the girl she took a Louis Vuitton shopping bag, and she made a purse out of it. She put it, some plastic in it. It went viral. People were going crazy over it. Now Pharrell looks like he had that same shopping bag up there as one part of his line. That's what I'm talking about when I say, oh, my goodness, my time. Okay, listen, we're going to take a break real quick, and I'm going to come back and continue this conversation about Pharrell. I got to take a real quick break because it's my time coming up. But we're going to go with, we're going to listen to SOS Band, Just Be Good. I'll be back in a few minutes, y'all. I got to take a real quick break. It's the CC Show. Be back, and we'll continue the conversation about Pharrell. Maybe they were, you know, doing some train changes or some the local drug deal. I'm just telling you,
person out here who made that that's the more popular one where Pharrell can go get his funky ass a job with no background in Well, he ain't got no background in fashion. He could be named creative director because girls in the hood, boys in the hood and stuff like that he probably was suburbanite, made that stuff popular. I don't know, I'm not saying that he was, somebody might have been coming, okay? But I'm just saying. Okay? I'm just telling y'all because it was the hood who somebody in the hood got a hold of. That made that a lot of dealers and stuff. A lot of serious stuff. I know because I got family. I don't want to tell my business. But I'm just telling y'all, that was fact, okay? And a lot of these celebrities are riding off the hood, but not wanting to get nothing back, okay? This says, this is an art, it says, billionaire boy, a timeline for real Williams, ascendance into a fashion icon. This is from, what is this from? Snobriety.com. So this is the only person, people that might tell me. Give me some. Why he Pete Skateboard Pete. I remember that. Ain't that the billionaire boy thing? His own unique touches, a pristine white furry jean jacket, nerd and blazer. That's not enough to streetwear 101, at least things I've heard of. This is time for real Williams. We were my first ever check it. He did collaboration with them. Never really heard about him. He was standing out his fight camera. Billionaire boy. Listen, I don't know how it happened. I'm just telling y'all. Here's the thing. I'm not trying to get some congratulations to you for real, okay? I don't like the idea if you stole from this little young lady. You can go back and get plenty of young girls. Boys who are in the hood, young men and women who are in the hood, who are designers, especially Black Americans, give them a shot at Louis Vuitton, have them do some end times or something. I hope I see more. I hope I'm seeing some of that something happen, okay? I mean, they even got a factory somewhere here in Texas, okay? I think it's the only one in the United States. So, you know, don't be sitting up here trying to be all excited about you and Jay-Z and Beyonce. Our crazy ass meeting someplace. I didn't get my invite. I would have liked to be there just to be nosy. But, yeah. I'm going to be honest. The reason celebrities get it is because we could make a lot of this stuff hot. And particularly at one time, dealers and stuff, drug dealers and stuff was wearing it. So that's how a lot of people sometimes in the hood found out about stuff, right? So, I would have been more impressed had it used to. people who actually put their heart on, so there are actual real designers around here. Real Black American designers. Okay, let me shut up. Just get them as a spokesperson. Y'all have had them as a full creative director. Wow, that is just wild over. This is just wild. Larsa Pippen. I'm really talking about her. I'm going to talk about Larsa before I get on this, before I start talking about, before I start talking about Tasha Kane quite a bit, okay? Let me see here. Where is that? Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan discussed possibility of having kids. Time will tell, okay? This is according to People.com. It says, Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan are getting candid about whether they see kids in their future. Okay, all right. Larsa is heading up there now. Let's see what she got her little youngie. All right, let me see if I got the audio up so y'all can hear it talk. Now, they have a podcast in the store. See, this is my thing about, you know, podcasting, y'all. Y'all just letting everybody just got a podcast. It's called Separation Anxiety with Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan, okay? This is the audio. Am I getting audio? Where's the audio? I want y'all to hear the audio and kind of see. And, you know, this week also, Larsa Pippen, which I'm going to read on, Larsa Pippen got shot for Scottie Pippen this week. You know, they say his 401k. Man. Oh, yeah. Now she out here with his teammates. And, okay. Wow. I don't think I had the thing, okay? I thought I had the, Yeah, but there, she took half that. You know, I guess that was part of the divorce settlement, but damn, Scotty. Sad. let me see. Here, I think I have it. Well, I might have to just read it. We'll just read it. Okay, so I don't know where the audio, my audio went to, but okay. We'll read it. Larsa says, however, Marcus admitted that despite children, okay, let's see, where are we at? It's one of those things, he said, where I think time will tell, you know, chimed in Larsa, who shares four kids with Scotty, Scotty Jr., 22, Preston, 21, Justin, 18, plus daughter Sophia, 14, with ex-Scottie Pippen. I do feel like I'm happy because I have four kids, and I feel like you don't have kids, so basically it'd be a question for you because I'm really fulfilled with my four children, Larsa said. So she admitted later in the podcast that she would be open to having one more child. Marcus claimed it's something that many couples have to consider when there's an age gap, but noted he feels fulfilled in his own way. I've always viewed Trophy Room, my boutique, as my baby, he said, referring to his sneaker business. I want to establish my name outside of being Michael Jordan's son. So for me, Trophy Room gave me the opportunity as my business. So I've always nurtured and achieved it as my child. Now, obviously, that's not the same as having an actual baby, but it's occupied all of my energy, Marcus added. However, Marcus admitted, despite children having been initially so out of my mind frame, he has been having more thoughts around whether becoming a dad is a possibility for him. He said, my sister has a baby, so I'm also around my nephew, and sometimes I get baby fever. I'm not going to lie, he said. It's something that we'll have to discuss further down the road. And Larsa kept chimed in and said, yeah, you're going to have to do that real fast because she's 49, okay? It's a lot of older women. A lot having children, okay? That is not unusual for a woman to have late babies. It's hard as hell, right? But she chimed in and she said, yeah, you're going to have to hurry this up. If you're going to do it, you know, you got to hurry because, you know, she's 49. And so, women have that period. Sometimes women can have their periods up to 54 years old or whatever, older or something like that. And it's harder, but it's not an impossibility, especially with all the technology and everything going around nowadays. It is not impossible to have a child after the age. Look at Janet Jackson, I think, was 51. 50 or 51. She was 50 or 51. It's not impossible. It's not, but. And I have my aunt. My aunt had her children She had one daughter, which very young, years young, that, but her daughter was 22, and she had her kids at 46 and 48. Okay, and two kids. Yeah. Right. So it's not impossibility for women to conceive beyond the age of 49. Okay, because a lot of people are saying, lots of Tiffany's. Oh. But no, you can create, you can have children. It's harder. Let me just say that. It's harder, much harder, but it's not an impossibility. So Marcus, being very young, I think Marcus is in his 30s. Larson knows he's going to have to think about that quick. I think, and this is when I think these type of relationships can work. Let me just say that, okay? I really believe that it may be a possibility that Marcus and Larsa can work. I'm not saying they will, but it's a possibility that they can work if there are children. She has some children, maybe. Maybe, you know, there's still a big age gap between them, you know. But kids are a big factor in younger man, older woman, okay? And sometimes an older man who doesn't have any children, right? You know what I'm saying? And if you're dating your older woman and you're dating an older man who doesn't have any children, and, you know, that's something you'll have to consider too, you know, because it's like, you know, you be knowing the clock ticking, or the clock done already ticked out. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? It's real talk. So those are real discussions and real life things. And let me just say this. I was pretty impressed with a little bit of the podcast I heard. I'm not going to lie. I listened to some of it the other day. I was like, okay. I like the name, Separation Anxiety. I still don't know if I think the relationship would last, but I think, wow. You know, it's just so hard with the age gap, you know? I mean, she looks good. But it's just, dating a man, I just can't imagine. You know, I cannot imagine that. I have a family member who loves dating young dudes. And them young dudes be in love, too. But I just, no, I mean, you know, it's just such a difference. I mean, you know, it's a kid at 30 and 40. I don't know. You said 32 to 33 or something like that. I can't remember what his age is. I mean, like, you know, I would think Larsa would be dating a dude like who has had a couple of kids. They grown. You know, he got some coins or something like that. You know, it's just, yeah. I don't know. I'm hoping it works out for him, but it's not an act for y'all out here who's dogging her, trying to laugh at her and stuff. It's not an impossibility. That is crazy to say that. It's plenty of women nowadays who are older and having older, who are having babies much older, okay? Facts. And there are things that can help them, too. It's not, you know, that there now technologies allow certain things that we're, you know, things they can, there's a number of options for women. Not even just having them, but, you know, options to have, she could go surrogate or stuff like that. So there are a number of ways that you can have a baby, even a real, just having it beyond, you know, in perimenopause or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's safe, y'all. Okay? Not a possibility. So if they do go, like Marcia told them, I think you gotta hurry up because he thinking he got all day. Well, you know, maybe and stuff like that. But I don't know if that would keep any of it. But she seems like he really likes her, you know. So it's very interesting. Okay, so I saw this new show. This is a show I wanted to tell y'all about this week. I love a man. Let me tell you something. I love a man who loves his mom. Okay. No, you ain't got a listen. I'm just saying some of y'all got crazy moms. I ain't talking about everybody. It depends on your story. Because some people got moms that's the opposite. Okay. I done met some moms where I was like, Lord, Jesus, man, I don't pray for it. You know, back in my day. We did all those things. But I just say that Anthony Anderson has a show on ETV called Ant Tripping with Anthony Anderson and Mama Doris. And there are rumors that Anthony Anderson and his mom, because they were hosting a game show that was really funny, both of them together. But there's also rumors that they're talking about having a talk show together, which I think, listen, I think would be a hit if y'all did. Because Anthony Anderson's mom is an unfiltered and so funny. But I love the show. I watched some of the first episodes this week, and it's not so much as it like being funny or anything like that. But it's just the concept of seeing a black man, shout out to Anthony Anderson, seeing a black man take his mama, you know, from Chicago, by way of, I mean, she's from Compton, by way of Chicago or whatever, take his mama around the world to Europe and all these things that he is doing. And I was like, that's such a beautiful thing because I just thought it was so cool because the way he's showing his mother just that love, you know. And it's seldom you get to see black males in that capacity, you know, showing. You see them, but, like, seeing it as much as Anthony Anderson has done it. So I thought it was so cool the way he's been. He's had his mom on talk shows and different things. I thought, wow, this is really cool. So y'all should check it out. It's funny. It's a funny show. But more than anything, I think it's just a cool to see a black man celebrate his mama. To celebrate his mama like that, I think that's a beautiful thing. Okay, I really, really do. I think that's cool. Okay, so I really like that. I enjoy seeing that, and it's fun. The show's funny. Okay. And then we got to we had her rocking the runway at an African fashion show in Europe. It was really cool. They made her outfit, and I mean, everybody was laughing. It was just really cool. I just thought it was nice. I love to see that. I love that kind of thing. Okay, I love it. Right. Okay. So, oh God, I see Tyrese is on here somewhere. I'm shady, little cat. Tyrese gives an update on his divorce proceedings. Help us, Jesus. Them divorce proceedings ain't finished yet. Girl, I know you hate it. I know you hate it. What's that girl's name that he was involved in married to? I know she like, damn, I'm tired of his ass, okay? I am tired. I'm tired. Why did I do this? You should got a beautiful baby out of it. Girl, I know you up here in these streets going, help me. So let's listen to Tyrese Talk on the Shame.
Prenup, it's non-contested, nothing to talk about. And we're trying to creatively argue about the validity of this paperwork that we did. So, yeah, all of those legal fees, everything that's been going on from the beginning, we have paperwork that says, if this marriage were to ever fall apart, we have a pre-nuptial prior to the
nuptial
that's been established. So they cracked it. They cracked the prenup.
Getting that uphill.
Yeah, so everything is about to get reversed, flipped. All of my legal fees from the day that she filed, it's all going to drop on our head.
Wow. And before we let you go,
yes,
you've
ma'am.
Been very open about the ongoing battle in the courtroom amid your divorce. And we've seen a lot of things from you, a lot of things, things about the judge, you're trying to get the judge recused and things that have been happening with Samantha. Just give us an update, if you can, on where you stand with that right now.
Everything is being appealed, like everything. You know, I don't want to get into the legal rabbit hole, but I could just tell y'all to keep it simple. If you argue about the validity of a prenuptial agreement and it's considered a contested, that's legal language. Okay, no. If we're not arguing about the prenup or the validity of the prenup, it's non-contested, nothing to talk about. But if it's contested, then we're trying to creatively argue about validity.
Oh, Lord. Help us.
I may have it.
she had something to say about this young man, and she criticized him for going to the concert. Okay, this Blink 182 concert while his stepfather is missing. Sorry, y'all forget. Thanks. Okay, so let's see. I think we got some over here.
So one of the billionaires that's missing
from that submarine ship. One of the billionaires, their stepson, is at a concert, right? At a Blink-182 concert. And people is like, well, what is he supposed to do? Be sad at the house? Is he supposed to go look for himself? Yes. You're supposed to be at the house sad. You're supposed to be crying for me. You're supposed to be right next to the phone waiting to hear any updates about me. You're supposed to be counseling your mom. Like, isn't it sad that you a whole billionaire and nobody gives a about you? Like you missing and ready to shake at concert. That's crazy. I'd rather be broke. I'd rather be broke than like and poor, but no.
The whole time she's saying it's weird. She got this weird filter on and this man behind her who looks like he's like with skin or something and bones or something. It's holding her. It's just really weird. Okay, but let me just say this. Okay. First of all, I hate when people criticize people because. Yes, where you may be able to get an idea about, like, we have certain protocols in our society, how we think most people act during some, when somebody's missing or somebody's death happens or something like that. And you can find out clues to certain things about people, seeing people's reaction. But a lot of times, too, people just grieve differently. Especially they didn't think when the man wasn't, you know, they didn't know what had happened to him yet. And some people say, hey, I can't do nothing around here worrying and stuff. I'm not saying that the step, with his stepson, but his stepson, his mom might be like, you can't do anything around here for me. You don't know what they his family said to him. He kind of seems a little bit like, I don't know if he was so, I don't know if he was on the special, I don't know. But they might say, there's nothing you can do. Being around here worrying. Go to a concert. Enjoy yourself. You don't know what that family said to him. You don't know what happened. It's like people was criticizing her, which I thought was unfair to have her and Offset was acting after Takeout got. People was criticizing him. So, and you didn't like people judging you. So my thing is just, you could say, wow, I could see her getting on and saying, it seems kind of strange. I would want somebody to care. I mean, I would want somebody at least to look like they care. But I don't know the reason. She didn't get on there and say that. She went full-fledged after this billionaire son, this grown man. He even got mad and said it was classless that she did that and everything like that. I don't know. And a lot of people was taking up because it's a celebrity, and a lot of people was trying to take it up for Cardi B because she's a celebrity, and we just agree with everything celebrities say. But listen. Sometimes you're wrong. I mean, one thing I learned by watching the ID channel is sometimes people might look like they ain't grieving about something, and people there better be suspicious, but then sometimes they ain't got nothing to do. They don't have nothing to do with, you know what I'm saying, the murders or something. So sometimes what you perceive as people not caring doesn't mean they don't care. It means that they say, hey, ain't nothing you can do. You know, one of my favorite, this is off the subject, okay? This is kind of, I don't know if I should even bring it up, though. But there's this one scripture in the Bible. Y'all know I love talking about the Bible, right? And Jesus, he's talking to this rich man. He's saying, the rich man, you know, Jesus is telling people they have to be willing to give up everything to follow him and to do the work of whatever in ministry it is to do. And the man says, well, okay, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. But first, I got to go back and bury my daddy. Okay? And you know what Jesus said to him? He said, let the dead bury the dead. after each team that call. And you won't tell what the damn theory you did. Man, this lawsuit said. He's like dead people participate. Ain't nothing to do. That man gone. But you got work to do right now. I'm not saying going to the concert. I'm not saying attending a concert with that. But what I'm saying is people, sometimes people are living in the land of the living and they do different things. You're in the land of the living and they've gone on to a different place. Ain't nothing you can do at that point. I remember one of my closest friends, when her mom died, I remember, and I told stories about this before, but I remember her giving me a phone call because her mom had prepared them really well. We were young and very young, and I remember her calling me up, and she said, she was 15 years old, she said, Kate, do you want to go to the movie? And I was like, I don't know what I'm saying. But I remember we going to the movie together, and me, her, and another one of her siblings, and I remember coming back, and she stayed all night in our house, and I remember, there's so much I remember about that, but I remember, like, she was so just happy to have somebody to just get her mind off of, just feel like she's doing some sense of normalcy. And to people, that might have looked crazy, but for real, she was grieving. But she had already been prepared by her mother for certain things. You know what I'm saying? So you can't really talk about nobody. You don't know what, ain't nobody missing you because they didn't come. Like, see, some people will be doing that to you because you don't come to their funerals or stuff like that. Like, you know, I'm a person that I'm not, you know, nobody's big on funerals, but I try to stay at that point. I try to not, a lot of times I try not to participate in those things because I feel like that is the dead, buried, and dead. But I remember I had a family member getting upset with me because it was a particular family member I really loved, I really cared about. It was hard. I took it very hard. He had passed away, and it was just, I was depressed for months about it. And I remember my family was like, oh, you need to go. He was close. You loved this family person. I was like, nope, because I remember my spirit man, I knew it was something I needed to go through. I remember that family coming in that day afterwards. I remember several of my family and siblings, and I said, you so much. I'm so be glad you did not go. It was so much grief. It was so much. It was hard. It took it so hard. And, man, everybody was saying, you made the right decision. Because I already knew, because it was a shocker. It was just something I knew that I couldn't help. Right? You know what I'm saying? And I wasn't going to let nobody tell me nothing different. Right? You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that you can't tell people how to grieve. People do that stuff different ways. Okay? So I don't like how Cardi B came out there. Okay? Apparently, Tasha K didn't either. Which Tasha K brought up the situation with that people were criticizing them also for the situation that happened with Offset. Cardi B got really upset, and she started posting. Let me see if I got that, the post up with Cardi B posting Tasha K, because she knows Tasha, her and Tasha K now. If you don't know anything about what's going on, the rival between Tasha K and Cardi B. Cardi B sued Tasha K for a legend, and she had a STD. And it wasn't true. Tasha K got sued. I think the judgment was way too much they gave Cardi B, but they gave her a $4 million judgment against Tasha K, okay? Tasha K has not given up Cardi B that money. Cardi B hasn't been able to collect that money. So there's been an ongoing beef between these two, okay? So let me see. The first thing went out, I think, Twitter. Chat. I think it's on Twitter. See if I can pull it up here for y'all. We can talk about it. The first thing that went out, I believe, was Party, I think a party, I can't find where, I don't know why the name is not found a lot, but it's coming along here. Okay. Okay, so I think Cardi B got a set when Tasha K said this, and Cardi B, this is what Tasha K put out. She said, wasn't she posting guns right after Takeoff died on the and on the internet, cutting up not long after his sudden takeoff? I'm just asking. Everyone reads differently. And Cardi B said that Tasha K was your despicable ass. To bring up Takeoff to prove a fake-ass point is disgusting. I lost weight. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. Me and my man still dealing with that. To this day, I'm a rapper. We talking it all the time. So, of course, I have guns for protection. But since you want to be funny, the comments, I'm going to make sure your kids don't go to college. You think my lawyers don't know you hiding money in Africa? I'm going to make sure I get every red cent of my four meal. Don't ever put Takeoff name in your mouth, okay? And it was just, I'm going to be honest, Cardi B should not have responded. That was just dumb, okay? And Tasha K has a point. Just like you're being critical of the billionaire, people were critical of you, too. And people didn't know that you couldn't sleep and stuff like that. That's why it's not fair. It's not a fair thing for you to criticize. You don't know what that young man is going through. He might be happy. He might not be. You don't know what the hell he's going on through. Maybe his stepfather had been preparing him for months that something could have bad happened or something like that. You don't know what the shit's going on, so shut up. Damn. That's what's wrong, okay? So when that happened, the kids, I think the mentioning of Tasha K's kids set Tasha K off. Lord Jesus. Yeah, Tasha K spent all day coming for Cardi. And everybody else. Tasha K put out here the stuff with Offset that probably might have ruined his week, okay? Yeah, I was like, ooh, Cardi, I think you might mess with her the wrong day. Whoa, Lord, it's bad. Okay, let me see, where is it? Let me pull it up here. Yeah, because she went in. Okay, she showed five pieces, Texas, phone number, let me see, hold on. And a lot of these YouTubers are not, some people, the only people who are picking up a lot of the stories is a lot of the, okay, the source. YouTuber reveals rapper's Offset, alleged side chick. Rapper Cardi B, this is from thesource.com, recently announced that the gossip writer Tasha K eventually go to jail for hiding money to avoid paying her $4 million awarded after suing Tasha for defamation. Last week, Cardi tweeted that Tasha K better leave Takeoff's name out of her mouth after Tasha reinforced the late rapper to prove a point. Now in retaliation, Tasha K revealed Cardi's husband, alleged side piece. Tasha tweeted a video of a woman who alleged she was previously in Cardi's and Offset's home. Child, she was showing some receipts and been sitting on the kid's bed. According to her, she is known, it's alleged receipts, it's known Offset since 2013 up until last year, and this is at their home in Vanland, Hollywood. He says their daughter's bed she is sitting on, and in the camera she is with Suge Knight right now, okay? Everything y'all looking for is in my Twitter line, okay? Tasha released a whole lot of video, okay? Another Night in the Valley of someone's husband. Y'all arguing with me. Is a distraction and clearly misplaced anger. This is Tasha K on Russian Column, okay? And Tasha, child, release some receipts. I don't know if they're receipts, but they look like them. Okay? Cardi B upset again. This time she made it a little bit. Thumbs out. And I'm like, Cardi, sometimes you just need to let go. You just need to be quiet. Okay? That's what I would say. But she comes out, and after the release, let me see if I can find it again.
And everybody knows he didn't even play about me. So I'm that type of bitch that nigga's gonna cuff. When I don't be outside like that, so when I do be outside, ball players and rappers and these dudes, they see me, their voices start trembling. Like, hi, Cardi. Like, they be nervous. So I'm that bitch. You don't got that. I got that. So every single time I try to bring turmoil to my marriage, I'm just letting y'all know what's gonna happen next. Well, we're gonna get a divorce. People are gonna be mad nosy, mad happy. I'm gonna make an album. People are gonna wanna hear the album because of it. Another rich nigga gonna cuff me. What do y'all be trying to accomplish when y'all be bringing my nigga up? Like, what is it? What, like a breakup and then what? You're gonna be sick of me. Because you're going to see me living my best life. Everybody wants single cards. Everybody wants that. Everybody wants every bitch to be single. Every single time Lori Harvey gets with a new nigga, everybody go crazy for it. Everybody go crazy. Everybody loves it. So it's like, what are you accomplishing? Like tell me what you're going to accomplish. You're going to turn me up. So go ahead. Do all of that. When I decide to get off my nigga, guess what? You're going to be sick, too, because I'm just going to be with another rich nigga. Hello.
So the word made me just out of control. I mean, she's not even.
Well, then, I was a fucking gambler, and they, a lot of them, they're right over me. And they're right over me. I'm that type of bitch that nigga's going to cuff. When I don't be up.
Okay, so she said beforehand she was with a scammer. That's what Cardi B said. And he made a lot of money. Cardi, it's not about you just being a rich nigga, okay? Listen. Oh, my Lord. She's saying that, Tasha K, you just going to make me go. I'm just another rich nigga going to cuff me. Tasha took these keys up of Cardi's face. And she's saying, this is another nigga, you know, this is a rich nigga going to cuff me. Cardi, it's not about money. And I hope you should know that now if this stuff is true about Offset, Olivia, if it is true. It's not about money. It's about the quality of mail that you get. Everybody wants to see me. No. Let me explain something. Young girls, I'm not going to talk to Cardi B here. Let me just explain this. I got time, because I got to get this Remy Ma story out of here. Okay, I got time. All right, let me say to you from babies, okay? You have a certain window when you're single. And that doesn't mean you can't accomplish great things when you're older or whatever, like, you know, and stuff like that. But there's a certain window in your life that you have to take advantage of. A lot of women don't, because sometimes we have trial and error, you know, and stuff a lot in our 20s and our 30s and stuff like that. And a lot of times people can come along in the time, and especially when you have a career window or when you have a certain thing going on and stuff, and there can be certain people sent into your life who are not good distractions, but they're there to take away from you. They're there to spy, you know, they look like they're a good thing. And listen, a real quality man that's about his business and about his life, he's going to enhance your life. He's going to help you enhance your life, your career, whatever goals y'all have for each other. he's gonna make sure that you are he's gonna inform you that he's not gonna try to knock you off the side track. You know what I'm saying? Like give you put you in a relationship where you're pregnant where you shouldn't be at the time. You know, baby God bless her. I'm saying that might throw your career off track. He's not going to come, some men are meant to come along as a distraction. I'm not saying this is a Cardi B and all that, but I'm just saying some men come along in your life as a distraction. They dare to throw you off course. They dare to throw you off your shit. Okay? And the more long, now my personal opinion, here's my personal opinion about Cardi B and all that. This is just my personal opinion. This is not that nothing to do. I'm just talking to the young ladies. But Cardi B and Offset, my personal opinion, just my Carlotta 101 personal opinion that she know about other women. Okay? I mean, it's probably a Hollywood marriage. It's probably not, you know, you don't know if people got open relationships. Y'all don't know what people be doing in their damn marriages. People have open relationships. She probably know about his shit, okay? She just don't want y'all to know, okay? Probably more than likely. But she said, what you gonna do? What you gonna do? And it's not about what we gonna do. It's not about what we, the fuck we care about, Cardi B. No. And this when young girls, I want you to understand this, young girl. It's not about what people care about. It's not, what I'm going to give you, what touchy touch on my nigga for? Hey, I'm going to do this and do this and do that. That's on you. But you can do it. Because now you're coming out to the single market, even though you're wealthy. You're coming out to a market where you have a child now. Things are different. I'm still coming out of this commission. I was born with a scammer. So that tells me your choices haven't been that great. Just because they rich don't make them a great guy. And she's saying this as if everybody's going to be upset. Crazy. This is crazy. I mean, whatever situation, you're going to have to deal with the healing in yourself. It ain't about what people expect you to do. It's about what you're going to be expecting of yourself. How you know Tommy K can't get another rich nigga and she divorced her husband? You don't know what the hell Tommy K can get. You don't know what nobody can get. Being wealthy does not ensure you another rich dude. Nicki Minaj is having hell right now because she's married to a guy who had a record and people are from China. He don't got no money and he is trying to move her out the neighborhood. It don't got nothing to do. Listen, you might get rich, you might not, but what you choose to waste your time on is not nobody's concern. You choose to waste your pivotal years in your life and your career with someone who might be disrespecting you with several people, then that's your business. And it don't, when you get out of these streets, what are you threatening everybody else with? I'm gonna just be this way. I'm gonna just be that. You can't just, what? Listen to me. Young girls, let me go back to you. Sometimes people come in hater form in the situation to tell you about somebody ain't no good or something like that. But sometimes that's a blessing for you to get out and do something different with your life, to make different choices, to take time and say, you know what? Hey, wait, maybe this ain't something right for me. Maybe I have been distracted. Maybe I have... It's the thing about Tasha. On Cardi B's point, if all this stuff is true, it ain't got nothing to do with Tasha K. It's got everything to do with her. You know, it ain't got to do with Offset. But for young ladies, when you have these type of scenarios in your life, it ain't got nothing to do with the other person. It ain't got nothing to do with, like, Janae Jackson. You know, Janae, what's the girl? We talked about Derrick Jackson's wife the other week. It's about you and what you perceive that you deserve. And how you want to be treated in your life. And you can get all the time, I'm going to just get another rich nigga to cut me. I'm just get another rich nigga to cut me. Okay, a rich, low-quality man, a rich bum who cheats with several women and don't give a shit. I mean, allegedly, I just follow the edge, and I mean, and sleeping on somebody's bed and all this is all allegedly. And I'm not saying, not like Cardi B. I'm just saying, people got to think before they say shit. I knew she was upset. I knew that hurt her because the way she's talking. It sounds like a woman who is saying, y'all just want to lose me back on these streets. Y'all just want to, like, you mean, you know, if I can't be with this person, if y'all can't leave me at peace to be with this person, I'm going to just get divorced. I'm just going to just get out of here and another one's going to come. Do you think people, I think the perception is that people are jealous of what she got. That's a flawed perception. I think a lot of people wanted the best for her. Because people like Cardi B. People genuinely like Cardi B. I think people wanted to see her with in a relationship that was healthy and maybe you're doing good. People didn't want to see you waste your time on something terrible. But if that's what you want to do, that's nobody's concern. Go ahead, right on along and waste your years. Okay? No guarantee that you're going to get out here and get a high-quality wealthiness. I'm going to just have another bitch in the cup. This is not the kind of attitude, no offense, no abuse to her, that's not the kind of attitude, young ladies, you want to have. I'm telling you, you have a certain span. Don't let nobody distract you. Don't let men come along who mean ill of you to to innocence. Infidelity, it happens for different reasons, different seasons, but this, with this dude, what's going on with them, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it's really true. It sounds like the way she's acting, it could be true. But I'll tell you this, young lady, if you have, I'm just going to say to women, it's nobody's fault but your own if you waste time in relationships when you're feeling like the guy is constantly cheating on you and all this stuff and all these things, and people are saying, hey, you know, you don't want to waste your time. Are you getting distracted in your career, and your career is taking a downturn because you done got involved with this man or whatever like that? It's nobody's fault but yours. And let me trust me, people can come along in your life to distract you and take you on a downturn. That's fact. They will do, people will do, you know, they sometimes they don't even know it. You have these things sometimes people come to bring attention to certain things in your life. Maybe, you know, there are some relationships that come, affairs come. I say affairs are different. I'm not that I approve of affairs, but I'm just telling people it's different pet phrases. Sometimes there'll be infidelity that come along in certain people's lives are the threat of an affair because people may need to re-engage the relationship they're in and see if this is something they really want or if that's the person they should be with, you know what I'm saying? But then there are times when people come along and not just in infidelity, but just in your life, just regular, when you're out here dating and stuff like that, what my people in the church used to call familiar spirits. It's people who will seduce you with familiarity and all kind of things, and they will take you down, okay? You will be on the upscale, and then as soon as you done got in and you done married them and everything like that, and you find yourself in certain places, you know what I'm saying? Not the children, that's what couples don't go through hard times, because couples do. I'm saying where it's just constantly, so you have to be careful that you are not getting taken away or seduced by something that meant you harm. And sometimes those people don't even know they doing that to you. You know, sometimes demons are on assignment, and the human that's the vessel don't even realize it, okay? So, Cardi B, so what, you going to get another rich nigga to cuff you? It's not about getting another rich nigga to cuff you. It's about getting a high-quality rich nigga. Because obviously, if these things are true, what they're saying, and you said you had a scammer before, from what I heard on the audio, I'm not taking up Tosh K or you. I like both. But what I'm saying on here is you don't sound like you've been getting high quality if it's true what I said down these streets doing. So, I mean, the question is, what kind of rich nigga? And you waste your time in years if you be with just anything and you don't learn the lesson. And you just say, I'm going to be back in the street. I'm going to be back out here. I'm going to be free. And you don't want that. What kind of thing here? Tasha Tay has been in the marriage for a long time. She don't care. Tasha Tay is out here doing her job as a blogger. It's you that got to live with these people. It's you that got a career. She's talking too much. Go sit down, talk to your lawyers, whatever you want to do. Because it's just a lot. Matter of fact, I already said what I would do with Tasha Payne if I was her. I would not continue with the pursuit that's draining a lot out of her, it looks like. Trying to run around. Unless she really needs the money, it seems like she might need the money. I'm not sure. It seems kind of strange because she's really going. Once you get on black and judgments like that, that hard sometimes. But if I was her, I would cut that energy out. Because that doesn't, it drains your life or something. Now you're constantly into it with her. What I would do, I'd probably give up that money. I say, I wish you luck and blessings. You know, if you want to keep talking about me, that's your business. Just don't say nothing. I ain't cute no more. Because I don't want to have to come at you again. I might even give her an interview where we laughing and arguing or whatever. But I would cut that beat quick because it ain't doing nothing to bring her. She thinks it's going to help her. I guess they say I'll bad boot to see you good me, but I don't think this has probably helped her seeing these videos and stuff. So if I was you, some beats say worse. Sometimes it ain't worse. Sometimes it's worth a fight. Sometimes it ain't worth a fight. Sometimes your peace is bigger than a fight. You like, listen here, I ain't got time for this. This is crazy. It's now that she's showing this man, my husband on the videos and I ain't in a position right now to be fighting this kind of stuff. I just actually probably, if I'm tell you, I probably let that stuff go because your peace is more important and let Tasha deal with the chips however she would deal with them. Like she's a blog. That's what she do. But for your peace of mind, you crazy to keep out here fighting with this chick. Tasha, you wow. You need to cut it out. But Tasha is doing her job, doing what a blogger does, okay? But Cardi, I feel like Cardi is expanding energy. This is what happens when she's getting ready to drop her second album or something like that. But this is what, it seems like you're not busy. So maybe you can get busy. I had to let that second album drop so that you can be too busy to ignore all of this stuff that's going on. Wow, it's kind of crazy. It's been a while between, and I like both of them. I like Tasha K and her, but I just feel like she's expanding a lot of energy over here on Tasha K. And the lawyers is loving going after them judgments and stuff that they know that probably is not collectible because all you're doing is spending your money. And Tasha K over there laughing and sipping wine and still doing her show, okay? Meanwhile, you need to put out your second album, but you on the internet arguing with this billionaire and son and Tasha K. Think about it. I'm not trying to come after you and diss you. I'm just saying, think about it. Where you at? And whose energy is getting drained and all this? Is it Tasha Kane or is it Cardi B? You the one that haven't had a second project in a while. You, all this other stuff. Chasing after her, what has it done for you? And I think you'll get the answer. Chasing after that money, besides getting a check here and there, a little check here and there, how has that helped you? And the lawyers probably cut off a big slice of that. How has that helped you? And if you need the money, it probably isn't helping you chasing the money to somebody who can't give it to you instead of using your own power that you have as an artist and your own power in your trademark and your name to do wonderful, to do great things for yourself and generate that cash. You wasting time and energy, okay? Tasha K. As a matter of fact, I have to give that judgment and move on. That's just Carlotta. That's just Carlotta advice 101. Now, the new room right here, we got to talk about Remy Ma, because we ain't going to got a few minutes left, but y'all staying in these streets. It hurt me to say it, but Remy Ma might be out here playing the fields on Pap Post. Yes, it came out this week. Tasha K even talked about it. I think she was the blogger to break the story, but it's been other bloggers talking about it. It is what I'm just saying, okay? You don't know if these are true, but allegedly, this is from the North Carolina Beat. It says, rumor has it that Remy Ma got here in these streets, allegedly stepping out on out of bed on Papoose to fight, stepping out of bed on Papoose to fight his sins to find her all those years. She was in jail for shooting a woman outside of Manhattan New York nightclub. A recent story posted on Media Takeout about Papoose suggests that he got into a physical altercation with rapper Easy the Block Captain, who had said to Ben, Lovey Dovey, Remy Ma, and Pop wasn't happy. Okay, now it's said to be, it's supposed to be her artist and stuff like that, and he got, eventually they were at this event or something, and he got knocked out. Now, people are saying that this guy is, like, one of the best battle rappers around since Papoose. Now, I always... Let me tell you something. One of the things I've been saying on here for years is Papoose is dope. I said, that's the dope. I think Papoose is one of the dopest rappers. I've said it for years on this show. I think he's better than Jay-Z. He just don't step the hit. For some reason, he's never been in the big deals. I remember even saying that if you get a rapper, I remember hearing once Maxwell saying he would collaborate. I mean, I think he did with Nas, but he's saying he collaborated with Jay-Z. I'm like, get Jay-Z, you need Papoose. Because, you know, he's overused. But I think this dude is one of the greatest rappers ever. But listen, let me just say this, okay? It's a Gemini out there in these streets, and if you were a Gemini, okay? I know, I already tell you. I'm going to tell you something. And then Pisces, you got to watch. I'm around Pisces every day. I tell you, I'm the Pisces whisperer. Yeah, I got a lot of Pisces in my family. Okay, see, this is what I'll say about Pisces, okay? Pisces is a very tricky sign. They're very sweet. They're self-giving. They're most of them, not all of them, but they're very sacrificial people. But a lot of times, they can also use that to manipulate, okay? Now, I don't know what the status of the relationship when Remy Ma went to jail, okay? But a lot of times, okay, now, that Papoose knew her ass was going to jail, okay? Listen, she was not in to me, my personal opinion is that Pisces will wait you down. The Pisces will do sweet things like wait out to jail because they don't know you owe them an obligation. Could be romantic to the women can too. And they will play, they will surround you in the energy of Neptune because remember they're ruled by Neptune, so they're illusionists, okay? So they'll create a scenario like it's so sweet, I'm the only person, I'm here for you. And they really mean it. They sincere, okay? But they'll be perpetually the victim. He set it up that if Remy Ma ever cheats, he's going to be the guy. Oh, she waited for him for 12. People, anybody who knows Pisces can tell you this is true. They will set you up. They will set your ass up when you will look. Unless they the cheating lions type of Pisces. But the other ones, the other Pisces who are highly sacrificial, some of them, they mean well, but some of them will be literally setting you up. They'll be literally setting you up so that you can't, and that's what really I just want you to know, that if you cheated on Papoose, he is the victim already because he waited for you all those years in jail. Now I'm a Scorpio. I know the fuck better, okay? I understand what to look at, okay? Most people find out that you ask me what cheating, how are you doing? Cheating on Papoose. No, I understand that. Then he was in jail. And that Negro was coming up there when he was in a bad place every day. He's probably working on your ass while he was in jail. You ain't had nobody else. He knew that. He knew what you was in. He got you at a discount, Remy Ma. You knew what he was doing, okay? You should be bad shape. You didn't give her, you should gave let her get out of jail a moment and get herself together, been going with her while she was out of jail, say, nah, baby, ain't no rush. Get married. I don't know who rushed it. I bet it was a Pisces that rushed it. I don't know. Maybe not. Okay? But sometimes, you know, Remy Ma might have, because she might have said, hey, he's really loving me. But she not realizing she is coming up. She's been in jail for 6 or 7 years. And she ain't seen them streets in 6 or 7 years. Now, he know that, because he's a deep, Pisces are deep like waters. They understand. They fight it, too. So they understand some shit. So he know that she's in a kind of a crazy place. I'm just saying this is Carlotta's theory. I'm not saying this is fact. I'm just saying this is Carlotta's astrological theory on Remy Ma and Papoose. Okay? So Papoose out there, he got on her right where she was at her most vulnerable. And then what happened is, what did she do? She started cleaning up. Because I love, Pisces can love you too. You clean and get yourself together, right? It heals a little bit. So she started cleaning up. She started, and then what may have happened in Gemini, you know, it may not have been Pat Poos that had got that gave her that energy where she started getting that body right and getting that body done and everything like that. That's a whole nother person. That ain't the same girl that went in jail. Not the same chick. I was seeing talking about Missy C.C. and Remy Ma. She talking about there's a difference between the Remy Ma that went in jail and Dee and Remy Ma. That's funny. I had to laugh at it. That's true. There's a big difference, okay? The girl who went in jail is not, and he knew that. I believe he knows that. That's my opinion. That being a fish sign, a water sign, he intuitively knew that he got her in a time where it may not have been, you know, I'm going to strike now because she knew me and I can love her up and I can do this and I can do that. And hopefully in the end she appreciated it all. She may not.
love and stuff, they can use it to manipulate. And so he might have been present.
she's at her most vulnerable, being down there, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I bet I need her then. But I'm saying sometimes it happens, okay? I'm not saying that's what happens. He might be one of those sweet guys, but he just didn't realize that, hey, maybe I should have gave her more time. Maybe I should have let her grow, and maybe I should have grown a little bit. So if this is true, what they're saying out there is true. If this is true, this might not be a true story, but that was a rumor this week. Y'all was all running around here talking about Rumi Ma and Papoose and Rumi Ma and cheating on Papoose and all that stuff. But if that is the case, I am not really surprised at that. And I don't knock her because I understand, you know, it's the cheating is not right. No, it's not. But I understand that this woman was in jail for several years. And what she may have perceived that she wanted, and what he may have perceived that they wanted, he should have gave her time to build up a little bit and see where she was at outside of jail. That's just my personal opinion before they got married right away. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, she's a whole different beast now. You see, y'all seen Room? All looks good, okay? I mean, it's a whole nother beast from that girl who came out of the jail, the girl who went in jail, the girl who he was spent for years, he was with while she was in jail. That's why I always tell women, people who meet on Love After Lockup, then when you meet them people behind bars, they are a lot different than when they come out. It's a different thing when people get freedom. Okay, and so don't be such a rush to lock them down. You just need to see how they're going to act on the outside world first. Okay? All right, you guys, I hope you come to the end of the show. I had a lot more stories to share with y'all, so I may do a part two. Maybe we'll do a part two if I watch the BET Awards all the way through. We'll talk about the BET Awards, and I'll try to hit up on some more stories or something, but maybe we'll do it sometime this week, okay? But you guys, I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend. I hope you enjoy it. I'm going to leave out tonight with, I love this one, Stevie Wonder, Another Star. Love this song, okay? It's the CT Show. I'm Carlotta. Y'all have a good one. See ya. Okay. It's the CC Show. I'm Carlotta. If you are listening to the sound of my voice, listening to the Archive Show. What's up, Archive Misses? Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me like you do every week. I appreciate y'all so much. I get y'all the same speech. I know y'all get tired of me saying it. Well, I can't say it enough because I do. I appreciate y'all for listening to me talk my opinions on pop culture, celebrity, and all that stuff. I do appreciate y'all. Even when I be talking about y'all favorites, okay? No, it's nothing personal, okay? It's nothing personal. It's just my opinion, okay? Don't get upset. Don't get upset, all right? All right, you guys. Okay, so the way you can hit me up is you can hit me up on the Carlotta Chatwood Facebook page. If you need, you want to send me a message about the show, you enjoy the show, or you just want to send me a message about something you'd like me to hear me talk about or an article or whatever, feel free to hit me up on the Messenger and Carlotta Chatwood Facebook page. You can also hit me up on Instagram and Messenger, too. Carly_Galaxy is my Instagram page. Also on Twitter, it's CChatwoodShow. That's the main one. And then there's a second one, Carlotta72. So feel free to follow me on any of those social media posts and stuff out there. Okay, so I may be coming up with another show after the BET Awards this week. We'll talk some of the stories that I didn't talk on this one. We'll talk about some of the new stories out there and stuff like that. And hopefully we'll do that this week, okay, y'all? So you guys have a wonderful night. Get some sleep and have a wonderful rest of your weekend. I will talk to y'all soon with the BET. We'll do a CET Awards one and all that stuff, okay? So let's leave out of here with, I like this one closer, Corinne Bailey Ray. I'll see y'all. Bye.
I don't want to give you up. I don't want to hold you up. I don't want ambiguous. I just know that I've had enough. I want you to travel with me. Lay it loose and let the